I'm here with Dr. Connor Gavin at UCD, and we're going to start this interview with just a few words from Connor to talk to us a little bit about what he does and his capacity here.
Well, first of all, you're obviously very welcome to Roebuck. It's great to see you here. I'm delighted that you're all able to find your way across to this end of campus. The day job has me teaching and lecturing here in School of Education in University College Dublin. I'm kind of in the situation where I'm wearing two hats today. I'm also here with a group called the Youth Media Team. But in a sense, I'm hosting today's event. That's my job for the day.
Fantastic. Now, we've just discovered as a team, as part of the Innovation Academy of Entrepreneurial Educators, some new research that's come through from one of your PhD students here in UCD. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit about how this came about, and we're looking very much at creativity and technology beyond the average classroom as a European study.
Okay.
Maybe talk a little bit about Stefani's work and how you came about to
okay.
be part of that.
Well, again, there's probably two or three parts to the answer, but the work that you refer to at the initial part was a piece of work that's been done by Anne McMurrough, who's a student of mine, and she's looking at creativity in Irish classrooms. And the benchmark that she started with was a piece of work that had been previously completed by a group called the IPTS, and the project there was called Scale CCR, or Scale Creative Classrooms Across Europe. So effectively what the Irish team did, North and South, was build on the European project. It was a kind of attempt to validate it, to see, did the results of what the project came up with, does it actually fit when you talk to real teachers in real time in Ireland? And in the main, there was a positive response. Teachers liked the model, and you've got an example of it there in front of you. It's taken from this particular site that I've put up on the screen here just in front of you now at the moment, which is the IPTS site.
Upscaling Creative Classrooms in Europe.
Yeah. So the model is pretty straightforward. It tries to identify a series of areas that are essential to touch on if you're going to be creative in the way that you use technology in teaching and learning. The difficulty with the model is that it's very challenging. It's very hard to kind of hit all of those marks all of the time. And in other parts of the report, which are not visible just on the screen at the moment, it shows that a number of schools across Europe and how they are different. Some of them are strong in some areas, some are strong in others. And then that was the basis for the IPTS report, which in turn became the basis for the Creative Classroom Ireland report.
Do you think there's a little bit of irony here? I mean, we're looking at secondary school classrooms, primary classrooms, and most of these students are not allowed to even bring in mobile phones, let alone iPads or any other kind of technology into the classroom.
Yeah, there's kind of irony, but there are almost inevitably good reasons behind teachers' decisions. And I mean, we saw an example of it ourselves here today. With the best will in the world, technology will still continue to let you down at the worst of all possible moments. A lot of teachers will take an awful lot of convincing. And rightly so, in my view, because I'm actually a great believer in technology. I love to try stuff, but at the same time, I'm always, you know, ready to go for plan B, because sooner or later something will let you down. So teachers generally tend not to gamble in relation to time. If they're pretty sure stuff will work, they will use it. If it's a little bit flaky or likely to fall over, it is more difficult to get buy-in from teachers, in my experience.
So do you think that infrastructure is one of the challenges we're facing here in Ireland in terms of technology in the classrooms?
I think it's still a challenge. It has always been a challenge. But that said, it is nothing like as bad as it was. And again, we forget how far we've come in quite a short space of time. If I was having this conversation, well, I wouldn't be having this conversation, but if we were having this conversation, say, 8 years ago, then we'd have been talking about a different form of technology and different levels of interest and access. So we have come a long way. There's still a long distance to go. Any other questions, or are we good?
One more. We had one more quick question. We just wanted you to finish up by talking about the concept of a creative classroom and how that can revolutionize education here in Ireland.
Okay. Well, I think that's a very, very good question and a good way to end. I think a creative classroom is a classroom that gives space to the kids and the teacher to work in ways that challenge all. That's the starting point. If you're using technology, it is as one part of the toolkit that you actually use as a good teacher to make sure that learning happens. To my mind, a creative classroom is a little bit like the room that we built this afternoon. It's colourful, it's open, It's got flexible seating, it's got stuff you can move around, it's got space, it's got little corners where you can go and huddle when you need a bit of time on your own. And it has technology, I won't say on tap, but it has technology there when it's actually needed. The key absolute requirement for a creative classroom, in my view, is a creative teacher. And that's where you start, and that's where, in my book, it finishes. What you can do depends on your own level of buy-in, your own level of experience, your own level of belief in creativity. And that's not as prevalent in the system as I'd like to be. I'd like to see more teachers that take the chance more often to do the kind of stuff that we're doing here today. Even if it is chaotic and messy and sloppy, it's also fun.
Dr. Galvin, on behalf of the Innovation Academy and the Entrepreneur Educators, we'd like to thank you so much for your time and devotion to your work and just to be part of it. We really appreciate your time.
You're very, very welcome. Pleasure talking to you. Okay.
Thank you.